Leon Botstein has spent most of his life worrying about teenagers and trying to guide them, trying to teach them how to look at the world objectively, analyze it, and then make educated choices. Botstein is president of Bard College in upstate New York, and he says the more he's watched freshmen come and go over the past 23 years, the more he's come to a rather unsettling conclusion. America's high schools are a failure, and the best way to solve the problem is to abolish them. In his new book, Jefferson's Children, Botstein makes this proposal. Let's send kids to school when they're 4 years old, not five. Studies show that kids learn and master skills much younger than people used to assume. And then, Botstein says, let's graduate teenagers from the system by the time they're 16 at the oldest. The fact is, he says, high schools were invented 200 years ago to serve young people who are not yet young adults. But teenagers have changed since then, biologically.
Since the mid-19th century, the age of the onset of menstruation and of sexual maturity has dropped systematically through the 19th and early 20th centuries. So high school was created for a group of very large children who then, during high school, confronted the beginnings of adulthood. It now faces young adults who have already confronted the transition from childhood to adulthood in junior high school and not in high school. So the age of menstruation and the onset of puberty has dropped almost 2 to 3 years since high school was created.
So basically you're saying that high schools used to deal with kids who were only approaching young adulthood. Now they're dealing with kids who have already passed through the portals of young adulthood, kids who can make babies at the age of 13, which they could not
exactly
do 100
right.
years ago.
So the high school is facing a completely different kind of young person than it was designed to serve.
And you say partly because they are dealing with a completely different kind of young person than they were designed to serve, that high schools have become obsolete and that they are basically wasting the students' time. Now explain why.
The high school is obsolete for several reasons. Number one, the structure of the curriculum is completely childish. It's an infantilization of young people. It's based on standardized textbooks and state requirements, which kill any subject. The teaching of science in high school is grotesque, has no bearing on the real conduct of science. The teaching of literature, it's all nonsensical. And these kids are too adult to be treated like children.
So you're arguing that as kids mature earlier biologically, they demand more adult challenges to interest them, to capture their imagination. But most schools are trying to control and regiment and instruct students as though they're still children. So they hate it. They're bored.
That's exactly. They hate it, and they don't see why one would love learning. The most fascinating thing is that young people of early adolescence are the most susceptible to real passions, passions for reading, passions for doing something, passions for practicing a basketball shot, practice ballet, practice painting, practice computers, practice math. They have real passion and very intense attention capacities, which we simply let slide.
Actually, you argue in the book that there is one institution that does treat 14 and 15-year-olds like the young adults you say they are, popular culture.
Popular culture actually knows what it's doing. It sells young people stuff as if they're as sexually active as they really are, and treats them with a kind of seriousness. The lyrics of popular music and so assume that the young listener is fully apprised of the dark side of human life and experience and pain and suffering and all that kind of stuff. That's serious material. A young person is able. Look at the beginning of The Republic by Plato. He has a conversation on justice. Whom does he have that conversation with? Young people. The kind of people we now have in high school.
So how would you teach young people differently to capture their imaginations? If you could wave a magic wand and change the school systems tomorrow, what will 16-year-olds know when they graduate that many 18-year-olds today do not?
I would use some of the earlier years of adolescence not to try to cover all the bases. I would take the advantage of the earlier onset of puberty by letting young people follow their interests. So you might have academies, new kinds of institutions after the finishing of high school earlier, in which people would spend all their time doing mathematics, doing all their time doing engineering, learning a trade, learning a craft, different kinds of vocations. So in other words, they wouldn't have to go 40 minutes to one class, 40 minutes to another, 40 minutes to a third, but actually follow their interests spontaneously. They have the freedom that an adult has to spend his or her time doing what they're really interested in.
14-year-olds, you want to have that sort of freedom.
Possibility, yes. Why not have a 14-year-old spend as much time as he or she wants, you know, learning to dance or learning to play the violin or learning mathematics and computers?
Because then they won't wait a minute, because then this country will be in an even worse situation. Have you seen the articles of the past week? You know, computer companies desperate for young computer programmers. If the kids just go off and play violin or sports or whatever, how will they? You know?
Because those things are transferable. You have a young person, for example, who has been a terrific sports person as a young person, competed, worked very hard. That person ends up being in business, being in law, being in science, and has the experience of really loving work and loving sticking with one thing carefully. So the kind of experiences I'm suggesting young people can have are transferable into the industrial world or into the society at large for good purposes, beyond the initial interests or enthusiasm of their adolescence.
And you deeply, truly, madly believe deep down inside that if you allow a 13 or 14 or 15-year-old to spend, you know, weeks, months following a couple of passions, whether it's dancing or violin or sports, and that you teach them to have discipline in trying to master that topic, that eventually they will be able to transfer that to be a good computer programmer or economist? Or
in the system I'm proposing, the sort of broad education, civics, history, English, mathematics, geography, the kind of thing we expect from a common school, gets done, let's say, at age 15, not 18. Then what happens is the young person has several choices. He or she can go out and just work. He or she can spend time studying one thing, learning to be everything from a carpenter to a computer technician. They can do national service. Maybe they'll go out and do things that we've always talked about in this country, which is give them volunteer opportunities. So they really figure out, well, really, what do they want to do in their life? Or they can go on to various kinds of colleges, community college by living at home, or to a state college in their state, or a private college. When they do that, the majority of them are not going to specialize, but they're going to choose what they want to study and how they want to study at a schedule and a time which treats them as an adult, meeting teachers who consider them adults, and where they're in classrooms where they're not completely with the same age group.
You know, almost every phrase you utter, I want to challenge something or ask you more about
it. I hope so.
And I also know that in the book, you say that there are enormous implications to your proposals. You have not thought out carefully all the repercussions, and you want to provoke a national debate so people will at least start talking about this stuff. But let me just ask you one question you just raised in my mind. You are a college president. You have seen and despaired over a lot of the freshmen who come to your college and other college campuses at 18, being confused, being, you know, not knowing how to work hard. Do you really want to let loose a bunch of 16-year-olds now on college campuses across the country?
They'll learn how to work hard much more quickly than the 18-year-olds. My point in making these proposals is not to say that I have some patent medicine which is going to solve the education ills. My point is simply this. Education is not doing its job, and its worst moment is the encounter between learning and adolescence. It's a catastrophe. And fixing the system is not by imposing tests and national standards. Our kids are tested to death. That's not the problem. And the problem is that we don't really have now a system that works with adolescents. So my point is simplify the matter. End common schooling, basic schooling earlier, just because, in fact, biologically and socially, adulthood comes earlier than it once did. And open up new possibilities to deal with adolescence in a way that might be more successful than what we're doing now.
Leon Botstein is the president of Bard College and author of the new book, Jefferson's Children, Education and the Promise of American Culture. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much, Dan. Thank you for being interested in the book.